This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Former Republican member of Congress Liz Cheney saying she has no choice but to vote for Democrat Kamala Harris for president, telling ABC's This Week.
My first vote I ever cast was for Ronald Reagan in 1984. I've never voted for a Democrat.
Wow.
It tells you, I think, the stakes in this election.
Cheney says there's absolutely no chance that if Reagan were alive today, he would support Donald Trump. And ahead of the Tuesday ABC debate, Donald Trump lowering expectations, saying he won't get treated fairly. A manhunt this morning after an I-75 shooting in Kentucky. A person of interest now identified after multiple people were shot in vehicles south of Lexington last night. Former Venezuelan opposition candidate Edmundo Gonzalez has fled to Spain after being granted asylum, a major setback for those who saw him as the legitimate winner of July's presidential race, President Nicolas Maduro claiming he was reelected. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm Terry Bell. 50,000 people on Medicare Part D in Wisconsin can expect to save about $1,500 each next year with new federal out-of-pocket caps on prescription drug costs. Mike Mohn reports.
The Inflation Reduction Act, signed into law 2 years ago, includes several provisions designed to address affordability issues for people needing medications. Most of the changes are meant to help Medicare enrollees. Starting January 1st, the new rule will cap out-of-pocket drug costs at $2,000 annually for those under Medicare's Part D. David Bowen with AARP Wisconsin details the estimated savings.
Medicare drug plan enrollees nationwide who reach the new out-of-pocket cap will see an average savings of roughly $1,500 or 56%. In 2025.
At the state level, the analysis predicts these savings will benefit nearly 50,000 Wisconsinites next year. Other IRA provisions have already kicked in, including a $35 cap on monthly insulin costs for Medicare recipients. Bowen says the pending out-of-pocket changes mean older people dealing with health issues such as diabetes will get much-needed relief when refilling their prescriptions. Collectively, he says these moves should get to the core of the cost issue consumer advocates have been talking about for years.
We have older Wisconsinites that are choosing either limiting their supply of their prescriptions, or they literally are taking resources that are used to pay for other essentials to sometimes cover the cost.
Last month, the Biden administration unveiled price reduction agreements for their first group of Medicare-covered drugs included in negotiations with manufacturers. The lower cost of those drugs takes effect in 2026. This is Mike Mohn for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Jordan Love will miss the next few weeks. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Near the end of the Packers' loss on Friday to the Philadelphia Eagles, Green Bay's quarterback suffered a leg injury. Today, it was revealed that Love suffered a sprained MCL. It's expected that Love will miss 3 to 6 weeks. Head coach Matt LaFleur said Friday night he didn't know the extent of the injury, but said the Packers have work to do.
Just watching the tape, and I'm not trying to take anything away from Philly. I mean, they battled and they played their game. But I think there was a lot of opportunities that we didn't capitalize on. And when you don't do that, you get beat.
The Packers will take on the Indianapolis Colts a week from today. Wisconsin football used two early scores to get ahead by 14 points at the break and held on for a 27-13 victory over South Dakota yesterday. The Badgers play Alabama this Saturday. After losing four of their last five games, the Brewers took down the Rockies 5-2 on Saturday. The same two teams play again today to wrap up a three-game series. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A beautiful Sunday afternoon coming our way with west winds of 5 to 10, sunny skies, highs in the upper 70s. Tonight, clear and lows will drop to the mid-50s. On Monday, a little bit warmer, sunny skies, southwest winds, with our high temperature in the lower 80s. It's 53 at our studios.
The first highly anticipated debate between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump is Tuesday night, September 10th.
Listen here as the presidential candidates address issues important to you.
It's not sustainable. It's not affordable by any country.
I know what we are fighting for. We're not fighting against something. We're fighting for.
Special coverage with detailed insights starts at 7:30 p.m.
Then listen to the ABC presidential debate live at 8, Tuesday, September 10th on your local Civic Media radio station.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me.
I'm gonna put this hot towel on, man.
About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
Because I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we welcome former State Senate Majority Leader, Democrat Tim Cullen, to the program to talk about his new book and great foundation helping Wisconsinites. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Morning, everybody. It's the Music of the Stars over WRJN and the Civic Media Radio Network. Stand by.
WRJN.
And the music of Sergio Mendez. And Brazil 66.
Strong man won't be through
We lost Sergio this week. Homer and Jethro.
I'll pick a thing.
Music of the Star.
Night and day, you are the one. Only you beneath the moon and under the sun. Whether near to me or fur, it's no matter, darling, where you are, I think of you. Night and day, day and night, why is it so that this longing for you follows wherever I go? In the roaring traffic's boom, in the silence of my lonely room, I think of you. Night and day, night and day, under the height of me, there's an old such a hungry yearning burning inside of me. And its torment won't be through till you let me spend my life making love to you day and night, night and day. I'll stir it up. Pick me a little hot run, will you? Traffic's boom, in the silence of my lonely room, I think of you. Night and day, night and day, under the height of me, there's an old such a hungry yearning burning inside of me. And its torment won't be through till you let me spend my life making love to you day and night, night and day, hey, lay, only lay at
home. The Music of the Stars. Music from Alfred Hitchcock, Stage Fright. Thank you. Stage Fright. 1950, Alfred Hitchcock directed, Leighton Lucas.
Some folks like to get away, take a holiday from the neighborhood, hop a flight to Miami Beach or Hollywood. Me, I'm taking a Greyhound on the Hudson River line. I'm in a New York state of mind. I've seen all the movie stars in their fancy cars and their limousines, been high in the Rockies and the evergreens, but I know what I'm really needing, and I don't want to waste more time. I'm in a New York state of mind. It was so easy living day by day, out of touch with the rhythm and blues. Now I need a little give and take. The New York Times, the Daily News. I'm in a New York state of mind. It was so easy living day by day, out of touch with the rhythm and blues. Now I need a little give and take, something like the New York Times, the Daily News. Come down to reality, it's fine with me, 'cause I let it slide. I don't care. I left them all behind. I'm in a New York state of mind. I'm just taking a Greyhound on the Hudson River line. I'm in a New York state of mind.
There's Tony, Gary Sargent on guitar. The Music of the Stars. Next week, a tribute to cities here on The Music of the Stars. September 11th in mind. I will be doing this every year. On The Music of the Stars, it's Robert Goulet now. With Gordon Jenkins, immortal classic, Manhattan Tower. More next week.
It was raining the first time I saw my tower. That is, the first time I saw it in reality. In my mind, I'd seen it many times before. Standing by the ocean, looking out of a train window at night, even the structure I made with blocks as a child was this same tower that long ago. My heart beat faster than the raindrops as I looked up and saw it painted against the sky. The outside of the building was as beautiful as the outside of anything can be, but the inside was pure enchantment. The elevator operator was Merlin. My feet touched the magic carpet as I ran down the hall, and the key that I turned in the lock was Aladdin's lamp. As I entered the tower for the first time, I knew that at last I had found contentment. A home that I would leave many times, yet never really leave. I went over to the window and looked out at my beloved town. The buildings were constant flames, bright, shining, stronger than the rain. And on the street below were the people that built that fire and kept it alive. 9 million keepers of the flame. The sound of traffic on a New York street creates a strange music. It's an orchestra conducted by the Statue of Liberty, with the words engraved forever on her side. It's a great organ played upon by Father Knickerbocker, master organist. I opened my tower windows wide to let the music in.
Major fire. I definitely see fire.
And Jennifer, you said you're looking north at the building. So in other words, you're south of the building.
Yes,
is that right?
Correct.
Because we're looking at a picture that is looking at the north side of the building.
I'm on the exact opposite side.
And it appears that is where the largest hole is. And again, as you mentioned correctly, toward the top of the building. But on the north side, and then on the what I think is the west side of the building, we can also see some holes there that could have been from damage once the impact occurred. Again, we've been told that this is a plane. We don't have confirmation on that, but there is an enormous hole in the north side of that building.
Jennifer, can you tell us a little bit more about
you're in love with a mountain of steel, and the way that the town makes you feel, you could beg, borrow, or steal to stay there, where the city sings to you with a voice that seems to chill your spine. And you feel that you must shout to your city, New York City, you are mine. Never leave me, never leave me, is all that I can say. I keep repeating, never leave me, never leave me. For if you run away, I'll be like a dawn without a sunrise, a ship without a sail, a keyless lock, a kite without a tail. If you fail me, if you leave me, you'll take my heart with you. I can't believe you'd ever leave me, ever leave me, when love is still so new. But when you hear love calling, you know you must obey. So never leave me, darling, stay, stay.
Next to New York City, everything seems a little
much longer. Save me!
But I can say I keep repeating, never leave me.
Next week, a tribute to cities on the Music of the Stars. That's Gordon Jenkins' Manhattan Tower, 1946.
It's nice to talk with you.
It's nice to talk with you.
Repeat after me. I love your eyes.
I love your eyes.
Repeat after me. It's nice to walk with you.
It's nice to walk with you.
Every step leads us closer to paradise. And if you approve of the song my heart is singing, there's just one way to let me know. After me, I'll always love you.
I'll always love you.
I'll always love you. New
Listen, all you New Yorkers, there's a rumor going round that some of you good people want to leave this town. Well, you better consult with me before you go.
Yeah?
'Cause I've been to all those places and I know.
Chicago?
Well, Chicago's all right. It's got Marshall Field and Soldiers Field, and it's on a nice lake. But it hasn't got the hansoms in the park. It hasn't got a skyline after dark.
That's why New York's his home.
Let me never leave it. New York's my home, sweet home.
San Francisco?
San Francisco is a lovely place. It's got lots of hills and lots of thrills. And it's near an ocean of some size. But it hasn't got the Bari or the Bronx. It hasn't got the Harlem honky-tonks.
That's why New York's its home.
Yeah, it's my favorite city. New York's my home, sweet home.
St. Louis?
Lots of people like St. Louis. It's got lots of shoes and the St. Louis Blues. And one of our larger rivers runs by. But let's face it, it hasn't got the opera in the Met. It hasn't got a famous string quartet.
That's why New York's his home.
No, not a place to visit. New York's my home, sweet home.
Hollywood?
Hollywood. Hollywood's got movie stars and movie czars and cocktail bars and shiny cars and a wonderful climate. They say. But it hasn't got the handy subway trains. You seldom find a taxi when it's pouring down rain.
That's why New York's its home.
Yeah, take your California. New York's my home, sweet home. So save your time and trouble. Save your railroad fare. I said save your time and trouble. Save your railroad fare. Cause when you leave New York, man, you don't go anywhere. City where a man can fulfill his dreams. The only town that's left that's got three baseball teams.
That's why New York's his home.
Let me never leave it. New
York's my home, sweet
Empire State, the RCA, the Chrysler Building so tall and so gray. When you're walking down the street in New York and you haven't got a friend in town, then a funny thing can happen. A funny thing can happen when you look at all the buildings all around. A funny thing can happen. A funny thing can happen. If you let those lonely buildings get you down, you get the skyscraper blues. The skyscraper blues. You get the feeling they're hemming you in. The Empire State, the RCA, the Chrysler Building so tall and so gray. They're looming bold and high against the cold gray sky. And a funny thing can happen. A funny thing can happen if you let those lonesome buildings get you down. You get the skyscraper blues, the tall building blues. The wind comes whipping round them with a moan. It's murder to lose those skyscraper blues when you walk in New York alone. A million faces swarm all around you. You search them for a friendly smile or two, but they're only empty faces that surround you. And you know
got the skyscraper blues, the tall building blues. The wind comes whipping round you with a moan. Yes, it's murder to lose those skyscraper blues when you walk in New York.
Thank you.
The Music of the Stars, WRJN, and the Civic Media Radio Network. Stand by for news at 10 o'clock. Join us on Facebook, The Music of the Stars. The Music of Cities. That's where the shadows fall the darkest and the lights shine the brightest. It's where the action is. And despair. And hope. And laughter and tears. I wanted to tell you about WRJN's Big Deals store now for a moment. All kinds of great savings, local food, merchandise, services. Here's what you do. You log on to WRJN.com. Take a look there at all your chances to save. Save at least 30%. Here's an example. Get a certificate worth $40 for just $28 and a $20 certificate for only $14. Click on those big deals tabs, WRJN.com. Listen up for our big deal of the day. It's twice a week. You can save 50% on all kinds of food, services, merchandise, here on the Big Deals store. Hey, Stuart Waddles is here for you. News, local, timeless hits. Let's say you miss a newscast on the air. Well, you just search for WRJN News online. There's the latest stories. The WRJN website. Or whenever you get your podcast. It's what we've done. We're nigh on to a century. Now, not only on the radio, but on demand, right? Search WRJN News. And right here, Stuart J. Waddles, local news. Twice an hour, every weekday. All kinds of music coming your way on the Music of the Stars. Stuff you don't expect. Did you know James Darren was quite the swinger? Well, musically speaking, he did science fiction. We lost them this week. I'll have more right after news. Let's stick around and find out what's shaking in this crazy old world of ours. The Music of the Stars, coast to coast and around the world. CivicMedia.us. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Thank you. And when we come back, I got a bootleg copy here. I said bootleg. Stan Kenton and his orchestra live from Carthage College, Kenosha. Yeah, Stan and his orchestra are one of the few able to continue playing every weekend in the 70s, virtually until we lost him. My name's Lou Regani. Since last November, the Music of the Stars on the air for 32 years, now on WRJN. We'll take a break now.
Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.